Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Davidson County is under a severe thunderstorm warning, and Robertson and Sumner counties are under flash flood warnings. The agency that runs Nashville's Music City Center just spent $50 million on a neighboring property. The Nashville Business Journal reports the buy was part of an expansion plan. The land used to have a parking garage for federal employees, but that was demolished. The Convention Center Authority has discussed a plan that would cost about $750 million. The Convention Center had hundreds of millions of dollars in surplus funding. That's because of an agreement with the city and state that routes some tax money into the Convention Center's account. But this year, lawmakers passed a bill giving that money to other projects. That included a $300 million investment in East Bank projects. A new documentary featuring Nashville fathers is intended to inspire men to step up as nurturers, not just financial providers. Robert Taylor is the founder of the New Life Center, which holds training camps for new dads.
There has been a history of father absence and an issue where you have children that have grown up in those households. And so they may not have an example of what a positive and responsible father looks like in their household. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to reset that standard.
Taylor himself is raising 7 children and says he's still learning. The documentary is called Fatherhood Beyond the Frame, and it premieres at the Nashville Children's Theater on June 18th. Police surveillance has been unpopular in Davidson County, but it's getting a warmer welcome just next door in Williamson. Earlier this year, the Metro Council spiked a proposal to add more police cameras downtown. At the end of 2024, the council killed a proposal for the police department to contract with Fusus, a platform that allows departments to tap private citizens' security camera footage. But over in Williamson, the sheriff's office just deployed Fusus. The agency is asking residents and businesses to voluntarily register their cameras online. The office issued a release saying Fusus will not grant access to anyone's live feed. It gives law enforcement location and contact details. Officers then reach out and request specific footage. To repeat, Davidson is under a severe thunderstorm warning, and Sumner and Robertson counties are under flash flood warnings. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.